My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise. He represents the state's 1st Congressional District, and he's also chairman during this Congress of the Republican Study Committee. The group on Wednesday introduced the American Health Care Reform Act, which is the legislation they want to replace Obamacare with. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Greg.
Well, obviously, this is an answer to the Democratic allegation that Republicans want to repeal Obamacare, but don't have anything to replace it. So what are the major points in the conservative reform?
Well, what we wanted to do was actually solve the problems in health care, which the big problems before Obamacare were that it cost too much and access was limited. And yet, since Obamacare, those problems are even worse. Costs are much higher and access is more limited. And then, you know, if you look at what's happening in the marketplace, you're seeing doctors get out of the practice of medicine. People that had good health care that they liked are losing it. So all those promises that have been broken by President Obama, we actually go and restore. We actually began by repealing Obamacare because we do think you need a clean slate if we're going to actually go and fix problems. And then we work on things that get a competitive marketplace, which doesn't exist today. One of the things we do is we increase competition by allowing Americans to purchase health care across state lines. This is something that American consumers are probably some of the best in the world. They like going online and having a lot of different options to buy any kind of product. Yet for healthcare, you can't do that. If you find a good plan in a different state, then you're very unlikely to be able to buy that because of the impediments put in place by government. We knock those down so that people can actually buy the best plan for their family, regardless of which state it's offered. We also allow, through association health plans, for small businesses and individuals to buy and get the buying power of a large company by pooling together. So you can work through your local chamber of commerce, and a lot of small businesses can pool together, and instead of an 8-person shop who's paying a lot for their insurance, they can have the buying power of a 300-person shop. And just the same way, an individual, if they want to go and pool together with their local Rotary clubs, they can all pool together to get much better options, much lower costs for health care. We actually reformed the tax code. One of the problems right now with buying your own health care, if you find a plan that's better than your employer's care, is that your employer is able to deduct the cost of health care, but you as an individual can't deduct that same plan if you buy it on your own. It makes health care much more expensive if you go outside of your traditional employer model. And so by equalizing that and allowing individuals to have the same ability to deduct health care that companies enjoy, you actually can lower costs and give families more options than they have today. We do common sense medical malpractice reform, a big driver of costs. One of the things that increases the cost of health care are the threats of frivolous lawsuits. And doctors will tell you that somewhere around a third of all the tests they run have nothing to do with the health of patients. It's all about protecting themselves against frivolous lawsuits, and it drives up the cost, and it puts individuals through a lot of tests that they really shouldn't have to have. We also expand access to health savings accounts, a very popular part of healthcare. One part that actually works well at lowering costs are health savings accounts. And under Obamacare, they actually make it harder to have HSAs. In our bill, we increase the amount that individuals can have in their own savings account for health savings accounts. So this is something that helps lower the cost again. We safeguard against people with pre-existing conditions. So we think it's wrong that somebody can be discriminated against in health care if they have a pre-existing condition. We put our money where our mouth is. We actually put up real money to bolster the existing state-based high-risk pools so that someone with a pre-existing condition can actually go and buy at market rates and not be discriminated against. So it's a real, real problem that exists today. And finally, we have strong protections for the unborn, so that real pro-life protections, so that taxpayer dollars are not used for abortion. So if you look at what we put together, this bill is roughly 200 pages when you contrast it with the over 2,500 pages of Obamacare. And it actually approaches the real problems from a market-based solution without government mandates and taxes. And we get agencies like the IRS out of your health care so that we can get back to a patient-centered plan where doctors and patients make health decisions and consumers have multiple options and lower costs for their health insurance. So this is a plan we're real proud of. The RC is formally backing this bill. It's called the RC's American Healthcare Reform Act, and we're going to be pushing to move it through the process, regular order, and hopefully get a vote on the House floor.
Well, let's talk about the logistics now. You mentioned that you want to move this forward through regular order. When do you think that it'll go to the committee phase and eventually to the House floor?
Well, we just officially filed the bill today, and we're going to be building momentum and getting co-sponsors. There have been a lot of interest over the last few months by our members in RSC and even members outside of RSC that want to have a true alternative, a replacement bill to Obamacare, because while we're spending a lot of time continuing to work to repeal President Obama's health care law and defund it and delay it, we're also working on putting forth this replacement alternative, and it's something that I think Americans really like. They like the ideas of having more choices and lower costs, and so we're going to keep building the momentum, get more co-sponsors over the coming weeks, and then push to get it brought up and get our leadership to embrace and bring this forward on the House floor.
Congressman, there may be some folks wondering about the timing of this, and you did obviously talk about your ongoing efforts to deal with Obamacare. Some might be wondering why this kind of comprehensive conservative approach wasn't part of the original debate a few years ago. And those who are worried about Obamacare may be wondering whether you're racing the clock here, since a lot of it's going to be implemented unless something else happens by the beginning of next year.
First of all, when the bill moved through, when Obamacare went through in 2009, I served on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and flagged all the different things that would be bad about Obamacare. But we did have a replacement back then in the motion to recommit on the House floor, and it laid out some of the principles that are in our bill. But separately, a number of our members have brought forth a lot of individual bills to solve problems in health care and lower cost, and so. For whatever reason, it wasn't something that that our leadership brought forward last Congress. They didn't have a true comprehensive alternative to Obamacare. I think the thought probably was that with the presidential election, that's something that that the nominee, ultimately Mitt Romney, would deal with. But there's been a desire amongst our membership for a long time to have a true formal alternative to Obamacare, to show that not only are we opposed to the president's health care law, but we also are willing to lay out what our ideals are, what the things we believe in are, and how you can lower costs from a free market perspective that fix problems in health care.
Congressman, let me get your response to another development on the health care front today on Capitol Hill, as Speaker Boehner announced there would in fact be a vote on a continuing resolution that included the defunding of Obamacare. As you well know, there's been a big debate in Republican ranks about whether this is potentially more damaging than helpful, since it probably won't pass the Senate or get signed by the president. But on the other hand, you have folks saying, well, you have to try, because doing nothing just means we're going to get Obamacare. So what do you make of the speaker's decision, and how do you view the issue?
Well, it's important to keep this fight going. I'm glad that the speaker is bringing a bill that a lot of us in RSC pushed for, that we wanted to tie defund and delay of Obamacare to the CR. And this is something that we've been asking for weeks, and our leadership listened and has responded to the members in the House, and let's send something over to the Senate. It shows that we want to fund government. We believe in funding the essential running of government, but we also believe that that the president's health care law would be bad for our country, and we want to have the defunding included. And look, President Obama himself is agreeing that the law is unworkable, but he only wants to delay it for businesses and insurance companies. What we're saying is we're fighting to protect every American family, not just the select few in Washington, from this law.
Last question. You obviously have Democrats saying Republicans are willing to shut down the government over defunding Obamacare. Republicans are saying, at least the ones in favor of this strategy, say, no, we want to fund everything except Obamacare. So it would be Democrats that would be essentially be shutting down the government over trying to save it. Which side do you think has the easier case to make to the public?
Well, considering the fact that we're bringing forward a bill to fund government, and President Obama surely has not presented any bill to fund government. I haven't seen any of those critics of our plan bringing forward any ideas to fund government. All they're talking about is a government shutdown. We're actually putting our money where our mouth is by filing legislation that will fund government, but also will free Americans from the devastating impacts of Obamacare.
Hey, Greg, it's Stephen Bell with the congressman. I'm afraid he's got to duck into another meeting.
Congressman, we'll hold it there. Congressman Steve Scalise represents Louisiana's 1st Congressional District. He's also chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the coalition of House conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.